Question mark. Exclamation. Period. The question and the quest. It is said that there is a word. The word is named by some the one word, the beginning and the end of the world by others. But upon hearing it, all distinctions, all sameness vanish forever and nevermore. From this one word springs all that is, all that is not, every possibility and actuality completely fulfilled and perfected. By hearing the word, the illusion of reality is shattered, but nothing is annihilated. All masks are realized for what they are, and the face of nakedness, the omnipresent, self-effulgent void, shines smiling. Yet there is no difference one way or the other. Here there is nothing left to know, nothing left to attain or not attain. It is completely finished. And neither has it ever been unfinished. Nothing is happening. Nothing ever has happened. Nothing ever will happen. Nothing can happen. The one word is everywhere and nowhere, in everyone and no one. In fact, is everyone and no one, and yet it may only be heard if a certain question is asked. But in the asking is neither transmission, reception, nor redemption. And in the answering is no injunction, pointless, centerless, changeless. The question co-emerges the answer. The appearance of union and separation are equally void. Nothing asks, nothing replies. All initiation is sourceless and unoriginated. But what is this question? The question is the question I ask to come into conscious experience of nothing. And it is the question I ask to go beyond the conscious experience of nothing. The first and last thing I hear. In reality, I am nothing. Nothing in general. Nothing in particular. Nothing as such. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? No thing. No non-thing. Nothing excluded, included. No first, no last, no in between. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? No coming into, no being as. no going beyond. Nothing substantial, nothing insubstantial, nothing to balance imbalance. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? Darkness, silence, stillness, the light, ineffable, unknowable, immutable, and undecidable. No word may describe or speak of that I am, yet every word is that I am. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? No subject, no object, nothing involving, evolving, nothing dying, nothing living, nothing transformed, transcended. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? No cause, no effect, nothing to continue, discontinue. Nothing personal, nothing impersonal, nothing elect profane. Does that which is sourceless ever need to be sought? How have I come to ask the question that I may know the fullness, emptiness of the nothing that I am? This question is nothing. Yet how is it that I require an answer in order to know the question? Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? Nothing attracted, nothing repelled, nothing to be neutral. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? Nothing significant, nothing insignificant, nothing to scale, nothing to transgress, nothing to forgive, nothing to justify. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? Nothing assuming, nothing with which to fear or struggle, nothing to be disrupted. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? Nothing to agonism, nothing to antagonism, nothing to orgasm, nothing to submission, nothing to will, nothing rejected, accepted. Who am I? Who am I not? Is I ultimateless? Nothing affirming, nothing denying, nothing reconciling, nothing creating, nothing uncreating, nothing maintaining, nothing to ground. The nature of I is co-emergence. There is no difference between being and doing. Being nothing, nothing is left to not be. Doing nothing, nothing is left undone. If everyone and no one is the answer, and the question is co-emergent, how is it that the question isn't always being asked? And the word isn't always being heard. What am I doing here? Nowhere. What can the one word be that I need to ask for it? What is the function and purpose of questioning and of answering? Who or what is it that wishes to know so much that it calls into being the infinitely endless, beginningless word, so that a question may be found for it? What question must I ask to break the illusion of the infinitely endless, beginningless word? The illusion of sacrifice. Is suffering absolute if there is nothing to suffer? Is bliss absolute if there's nothing to enrapture? Is intelligence absolute if nothing is the wiser? For is it not the search for the one word that motivates and perpetuates all the bliss and sorrow, joy and suffering of all that is that seems to be? Is it not the question around which I and everyone and everything cling, that perpetuates the illusion of the search for God, the self, reality? And is it not the fear, rage of hearing the answer, that alone, I, everyone, everything is nothing, that is the clinging? The reverberating, clinging multitudes of nothing, forever seeking, questing, searching for nothing. And is it not the letting go of the clinging to nothing that allows I and everyone and everything to ask the question? Nothing, allowing the cessation attainment of nothing. But if there's nothing to cling to, or with, or for, or from, who is it that clings? And who am I? Not. Is I ultimateless? Yet, without the word, how can the question be known? And without the question, how may the word be known? Who am I that wishes to know? Who am I that needs to know? Who, indeed, is there to know? Is there a question nothing can know? Is there a question nothing can ask? Who am I? that nothing may ask. And if utter indefinable meaninglessness is that which gives meaning to all, and if nothing is consciousness or unconsciousness, or both, nor neither or otherwise, and if nothing is God or not God, or both, nor neither or otherwise, and if nothing is existence or non-existence, or both, nor neither, or otherwise, and if nothing is I, or I-less, self, or selfless, or both, nor neither, or otherwise, and if there's nothing to truth or untruth, knowledge or ignorance, or both, nor neither, or otherwise, and if there is nothing to question or not question, search or not search, or both, nor neither, or otherwise, and if nothing is enslaved or liberated, and if there is nothing real or unreal, or both, nor neither, or otherwise, and if there is nothing to awaken or to have been asleep, nothing to the dream that there ever was a dreamer, or both, nor neither, or otherwise. And if neither or both or otherwise, nothing is nothing, is not nothing, becoming nothing. The joke is at no one's expense and costs nothing. So smile. Let infinite eternities whirl. The dance of voidness is always void, with or without the whirl. And thanks for nothing is all. And nothing could be more easy and simple.